Coming up on Dig It.
So I woke up this morning, had a day of crying. I don't know if anybody else does this. You have a day where you just can't stop crying.
I have really felt emotional for the last 5-6 days. Is it the weather or have my hormones gone squiffy again? Sometimes if you ask a man to teach you how to do something, they often can be, A, have no patience, or B, be like, oh, I'll just do it.
They just want to take it off your hands.
Yeah.
A couple of girls came up with this. It's an eye wand. It looks like a tiny vibrator, if I'm going to be honest with you.
When you held it up, I did think, oh, it's called what?
All of that right after this.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, it's a Wednesday and welcome to Dig It. Zoe, how are you?
I'm really well. And just for anybody who has joined us, we'd like to welcome you officially to the Dig It Spa, where currently, if you're watching, you'll have a clear idea of what's going on. But if you are listening and you're thinking our voices sound a bit odd, this is because we are not the new Daft Punk, but Joe and I are currently in our red light masks.
I wasn't going to make any mention of it. I just thought I'd see if people noticed or if what they thought. If they were like, oh, they look a little bit different, but I can't quite work out what
they're
it is.
They're looking a little pale and a bit pulled. No, Joe, I have to say I'm so excited because I have been wanting this mask for so long because everyone's been raving about it. I'm actually going to take it off so that
I think I might take mine off.
Hear you and
might...
I'm also getting a bit sweaty. But everybody has been raving about red light. Oh, that's better. Although I've taken that off and someone screamed somewhere going, no, put it back on. Everyone's been talking about red light masks for so long. I've seen them all over social media. And I've got this one from Nuance. And it just arrived this morning and I'm so excited about it. It comes with this lovely serum. And apparently if I do that 3 or 4 times a week, that's going to make a real difference to my skin. So I'm quite excited about that. I will be reporting back.
Yeah, that's very funny. Mine is the Light Salon Boost. But I mean, they look very, very similar. And I think they do the same kind of thing. You just do it every day, put the serum on.
Yeah.
And you really feel the effect. I mean, whether we'll be able to see the effects, that's what we're going to try and we're going to report back on it.
I did actually go to see Dr. Sophie Schotter this week. I followed her on socials and she's really brilliant. And I went to see her and was like, help me. She does a bit of everything. She just helps women with your faces and men. Sorry.
Okay.
She helps men and women. And I went to see her to talk about, look, should I be doing this? Should I be doing that? Microneedling? Do I have Botox? Should I be doing Profilo? Should I not do any of that? Is there anything that will make a difference?
Yeah.
And she was so fab, Joe. She cut through lots of it. She's like, I don't think you need that. And I don't think you need this, but maybe let's try a bit of this. So I'm going to have a couple of treatments and I'll see how they go and I'll let you know. What I'm hoping is going to be the beginning of a journey of just looking and feeling a bit better without having to do too much, without turning up with like a crush like this or having to go to Turkey, which I had started to consider.
I know. I mean, it is really scary because you watch people's faces change, don't you, in the public eye, and you look at them and you're like, God, I'm so tempted. Some people look amazing and then others, you just don't want to look like them. And it's quite a scary and daunting thing. And I think you can tell now wherever you go, you can see people in the queue for coffees and you're like, oh, they've had work. Oh, they've had work. And some work is good and some work is not so great. I love Profilo. I have that every 3 or 4 months. I see an amazing facialist called Lisa.
Yeah.
Really like that. Occasional bit of Botox, but kind of just around here and between my eyebrows.
Yeah.
But then I never dare do anything more because I feel like once you start, when do you stop? And I don't know. So that's what I'm limiting myself to at the moment. And I've done that for maybe 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, I found Profilo just made me really puffy. And I've just got such a really? Big old face anyway.
I like the microneedling, microdermabrasion. Yes. I do that as well. I see there's a girl who literally works across the road from me, which could not be better because I'm always short of time, called Georgina. And she works with Skinfluence and she does like a bespoke facial. And God, I know, I lay there for an hour and a half and she puts on all the lights. She does a bit of needling. She vacuums my skin and all this gunk comes out. And then, and I don't have any downtime, they call it. It's just, I can go about my day. And then I have a plasma facial every few months or so. And after you've had a plasma facial, you look like you age by about 3 decades for a week and you look at yourself in the mirror and it's like some hideous Star Trek episode where you've suddenly aged overnight and you're like, oh my God, am I going to look like this forever? And then you have another facial and they kind of take off that layer and then you look younger, supposedly. But you definitely feel more hydrated. And she has come up with this amazing thing.
Yeah.
Something that she devised with Skinfluence, and her name's Georgina East. So this is the girl who does my facials. And it's like a gua sha, but it's you charge it up. So you hold it in your hand and it's really easy to use and it then pulsates. Let me just turn it on. Okay, you can hear this if you're listening right now. You can have different light settings and then different, it pulsates. And you literally, because I woke up this morning, I had a day of crying. I don't know if anybody else does this. You have a day where you just can't stop crying. I was tired, really. That's all it was. But I woke up this morning and my God, the puffiness under my eyes. So I got this and I've been doing it, you know, since the second I got up this morning. And you just push all the puffiness away from under your eyes and you just keep scooping it and scooping it.
Ooh.
And then it heats up and it kind of prickles your skin as well. And I swear I look better now than I did when I woke up at 7 o'clock this morning. But I think it's genius. It's not too expensive. You hold it in your hand and it really feels like it's doing something, you know, just removing all the toxins that are there. So I think this is brilliant and I use that regularly. You've got something.
I do have a gua sha and do you know what? It sits on the shelf and I forget to use it. But yeah, I should probably use that for the puffiness under the eyes. Do you know, it's really strange you were saying about crying a lot. I have really felt emotional for the last 5-6 days. I couldn't work out, is it the weather? Is it the full moon? Or have my hormones gone squiffy again? Because they do, don't they? They go up, they go down. But I just been crying at everything. I mean, I'm weeping at the Winter Olympics all the time. and sort of feeling really like, oh, what's going on? I did actually say to Sophie yesterday, I was like, I feel really tired. I feel really tired under my eyes. Yeah, I'm sleeping loads. So I don't know whether it is a bit of, if we've all got a bit of sad and we need some, you know, some sunshine. I'm doing this now. I've put makeup on. Look, Joe, I'm actually gua sha-ing
myself.
You're
doing your gua sha as well.
And I'm probably doing it wrong.
It's soothing, isn't it?
It is really soothing. I've also got this one, which has little comby bits on it. And I'm not quite sure what I'm supposed to do with that one. So if anyone could tell me. So hopefully with these red light masks and some new treatments, in 6 months' time, no one will recognise us, Joe.
Well, he's hoping. I just want to recommend this as well. This is by Peep Club. I think this is a couple of girls came up with this. It's an eye wand. I get really sore eyes, get very dry eyes, and that's got worse with menopause and the older I've got. And so I'm constantly being recommended to get eye compresses and just to lie there and have, you know, cold and hot compresses on your eyes. And again, I just don't have the time to do that. So they came up with this. They knew that there were lots of women who were rushing around. So again, it's lights that you just turn on. It's a little wand. It looks like a tiny vibrator, if I'm going to be honest with you.
When you held it up, I did think, oh, it's called what? This sounds like...
It gives me a lot of pleasure when I put this on my eyes.
Okay.
Because that's what it's for. It's not to go anywhere near your nether regions. It's for your eyes. It pulsates light and heat and you put it where your ducts are. And if you get blocked ducts or just because you get dry eyes, then it just softens and it makes it just unblocks the ducts around your eyes. So you put it all underneath and on top of your eyelids as well. And you can do it when you're cooking, when you're walking around, when you're on the phone, whatever it is.
Well,
but it's really great.
Fabulous. I've got one more thing to show you.
Go on.
And I can't remember who I bought this from. And again, this is nothing rude. Although I have threatened a few people with it. But these are these fantastic sticks. And the idea being that you can beat your legs and your belly and under your arms and any area where you, I mean, that's a bit of a racket. I'm so sorry.
Do you do Morris dancing with that as well?
I can do Morris dancing with it. I often tie ribbons to it and dance around the garden on a full moon. But the idea being that you're really helping your circulation. So we're really going for it in the Dig It Spa today, aren't we? As I am so wafting my big wafty stick thing to slap my cellulite about, Joe is applying some black under eye mask scenario. What are these, Joe?
These are the ones that you've seen Harry Styles wearing. I hope I'm putting them on right because I know that there'll be people in the beauty industry who laugh.
Well, he looks fantastic. So if they work.
I'm putting these on because these are great. These are the things that celebrities and people who go to posh do's put on underneath their eyes just before they go to an event. And they just, again, they're cold. You keep them in the fridge and they just help with the puffiness.
Okay.
And these are particularly the puffy ones. I mentioned these the other day, but I just wanted to show people what they look like. So it's 111 Skin.
You look brilliant because Joe at the moment is wearing an orange T-shirt that looks sort of American football-y. And then she's got the little patches under her eyes, obviously really inspired by watching the Seattle Seahawks win the... Was that who won, by the way? I was just watching Bad Bunny.
No idea. Bad Bunny won.
Bad Bunny won. He did, didn't he? He totally did. So Joe's now got the little black eye mask under her eyes. It looks like she's about to put on her American football helmet and take to the pitch.
You can watch us on YouTube. You can see us so that you actually know what we're talking about.
This is the time, actually, if you like Dig It, to get into watching it. I mean, Joe and I will always encourage you to listen rather than watch because we hate being on screen.
I want to share some makeup stuff as well. There's certain brands and certain things, again, that you see everybody wearing and talking about and you just don't know what works. So it's quite nice for us to share. Are you still using the Victoria Beckham foundation?
Do you know what? I've actually gone back to using Jones Road.
Ah, okay.
The thing I really love about the foundation, it's just really light. They've got these lovely balms that I use for blusher that are, you know, they're quite sort of shiny and make your skin feel healthy. And it's just not too heavy.
Yeah.
What do you use, Jo?
I do a blend. I do, so Drunk Elephant do a really nice light moisturizer, which my daughter, which Coco introduced me to. So I get that, dab that on my hand. And then they also do this, which is anti-pollution sunshine drops. And it just gives a warmth.
Ooh.
And then I blend that with my Dior Forever foundation and get a sponge and then just kind of put it all over my face, but really lightly. I really like the moisture aspect of it as well. And for me, that really works.
Well, look, let me quickly show you this. So this is Jones Road. These are the balms that I use. And in fact, this is a really good palette. So that's the blush I use. And you just put it on like that. And it's really light. I get this one with three because then I use that light one. I use that on my eyebrows. And I also use that on my eyelids. And I also use it as a little highlighter on my nose and just the top of my cheeks. This, I swear by this stuff. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you've learnt lots in the Dig It Spa this morning. If you have any beauty products you swear by, any creams, any masks, do let us know and we'll spread the word. And our followers on Substack, we have a Substack letter that the brilliant Eve puts together. And in that are all the products and all the books and the records and all the jumpers, all sorts of things that we talk about on the show. And I've noticed our Substack following is going up and up every day. So, if you download the Substack app and you can follow the Dig It Substack and I'll put some stuff on our socials about it and then you can find all these products that we recommend and do share it if you found any others. If you're loving Dig It, please hit follow or subscribe wherever you watch or listen. That way you get new episodes delivered directly and you'll never miss a moment.
So Zoe and I have been talking recently about our lack of ability when it comes to a drill. And we've had quite a few messages from fellow diggers wanting to retrain in practical skills. And that led us to thinking we should speak to this amazing woman who runs DIY and power tools workshops to upskill the nation. She's an artist, furniture restorer and mentor. Let's chat now to Caris Williams, a.k.a. the Salvage Sister.
So welcome to the Dig It Pod, Caris. Oh, we are thrilled to have you on, Caris.
I'm thrilled to be here. Thanks for having me.
So Caris, here I am. I have a drill.
Awesome.
I think it's quite a good one. The lodger bought it for me, but do I know how to use it, girl? No, I don't. Tell us a bit about Salvage Sister and why you decided to set it up.
Well, many, many years ago, when, you know, like 20 years ago, when I had a house, I had two young children on my own. I was a single parent. I didn't have any, you know, money, but I had some tools from my dad, and I just really wanted to make the house a home, you know, and I didn't want to have different people coming in the house all the time. I didn't have the money for that. So I made it my mission to start learning how to use the tools. And of course, I started looking into anywhere to learn how to use tools. And it was power tools. They don't really seem to teach it anyway, but you've got to sign up to like a carpentry course or sign up to university or, you know, a really long-winded learning extravaganza, writing essays and all sorts of things. But you just want to know how to put up a shelf.
Yeah.
So that's how it started. You know, I teach people how to use power tools. Then they can move on from, you know, the most common useful power tools for DIY onto more woodworking or metalworking tools, onto making pallet furniture, you know, so actual 3D structures. You could make, you know, planters, a bench or a table or something like that all in one day. You could just come to me and I have an assistant there for the day as well so that we can teach up to 8 people how to make a piece of furniture in one day. And that is just mind-blowing. They literally look at me when they first come in and I'm telling them how it's all going to go. And they're like, I don't believe you. I'm going to do it. And throughout the day, literally the inspiration and the passion, like by the end of it, they're all going, oh my God, I love your bench. I love your table. I'm going to make that next. You know, I'm buying this tool. They're taking pictures of all the tools and, you know, they know all the safety. They know, you know, they've got to wear safety glasses. They know how to hold the tools properly. And they've then got the confidence, once you've got the basics, to just go and do what you want to do. And it is, you know, it's like a roller coaster. Once you learn one thing, it leads on to the next and the next and the next. And I mean, I started off with a combi drill like you have there, and I now have welders, plasma cutters, a forge. Like, the world is your oyster. I absolutely love learning. It's my favourite, and that's really how it all started.
Knowledge is power, because I feel so frustrated because as I look around the room now, I've got so many pictures leaned up against the wall,
yeah,
and they're there because no one puts them up, and I'm always going, oh God, Steve, can you put the pictures up? And he hates doing any kind
definitely.
Of, you know, stuff like that at all. And I'm actually pretty practical. I can do electrical stuff, but I
awesome.
Do not know how to use a drill. And it's my ultimate frustration. And I'm always thinking, I just need
down.
To get to grips and learn how to do it. We've got the drills here, but I look at them and I'm just like, I don't know where to start. I honestly don't know how to do it. So are there certain drills that are better than others?
You definitely want to get an 18 volt combi drill, you know, from a decent brand that you recognise, you know, that you've seen tradesmen use.
Yeah.
But 18 volt is definitely the one to go for. If you get anything less, like I see a lot of people turn up to my class and they're like, oh, I've just bought a 12 volt, but it, you know, it was cheaper and stuff. So I tell them where you can get the tools to look out for, you know, how to change all of the components, the different drill bits that you need for different materials. We go into the wall plugs for all your different walls, you know, how to decipher the different walls. So yeah, right the way through from the DIY to actual creating the things in your home. And you mentioned electricals there. We actually run an upcycle your own lamp day, so you can bring any item. Like people like me as well, that we've got such an eye for old pieces of salvage and odd things, and you just collect things all the time. I have a house full of it. You can literally turn anything into a lamp. So people bring the weirdest, strangest things. I've had like even a cow skull on the first ever lamp class. Someone brought a cow
Brilliant.
Skull with like a bullet hole through the head and we wired it up. But the rest of the class was like, what have I got myself into?
I put a curtain rail up once. I say I put a curtain rail up. I never put it up. I tried. I drilled. I'd seen somewhere someone put sellotape on a wall. And I thought, oh, sure, that's what you do. You just put sellotape on and drill in. I took a huge chunk of plaster out of this place renting. I thought, I've learnt now that the drill is going to go round
yeah.
as I'm holding it. So I'll go and do the other side. Oh my God, the mess I made. Then I had to get a friend to come and do the little pop, the bits
of plastering.
Did
you learn how to fill holes after that
yeah.
as well? Because that's always a good lead on.
These are the things you need to learn how to fill holes. And so all these things you can do yourself, save yourself a fortune or save yourself
Definitely.
Having to get someone in. Because I always have to get someone in and it would be so great
yeah.
to not have to get someone in and just do these jobs myself. Save a fortune and all the things that are around the house that are broken or could have a new life that I end up sort of taking down to the
You
to
hang
the
on to it for so long, don't you?
You know,
thinking, I will do it, I will do it. Yeah.
And you never get round to it.
That's the other thing. We're saving all these materials as well
yeah.
and all these things that would just be junked and chucked out is giving you the power,
yeah.
empowering you to be able to do something about it, you know?
Yeah, it's so good. Do people leave doing your courses like a different person to when they walk in. Because even just listening to you now, Karis, I feel so excited at the prospect of being able to learn how to do these things and make such change.
Definitely. I mean, people, they come for the day, like I say, and they're not quite sure what to expect. They've seen the pictures on the line. They're like, but me, at my, you know, I'm just a complete beginner. Am I going to manage it? And by the end of the day, because you're seeing different projects going on as well, you know, at the pallet furniture class and at the lamp making class, there's lots of different projects which, you know, the start of it is similar, using the tools and stuff. But then because you're seeing so many different projects go together, it's and that you know that they're all beginners. They're all chatting throughout the day. They make friends. Quite often they'll go off after a workshop together while I'm tidying up and they'll all go and have some fun, go to the pub or something, you know. So it's a real community spirit. We try to make it so that, you know, you're not just there on your own making something all day. We're all learning together. So you might have, say, three people making a bench. So we'll get you all up this end together. And then, you know, there might be one person that's maybe struggling or, you know, more than the others or something. And it's that real kind of group aspect of helping each other out as well.
There's no hold back. There's nothing that holds you back. Is there, like, physicality? You don't have to be like brutal and massive and strong. It's about technique,
exactly.
Obviously, and knowledge.
This is another point that people, I think, why I get so many women gravitate towards me for these workshops is because wherever else they've looked at trying to learn, it seems like a very masculine environment and they're worried that they're just going to kind of get pushed to the side, all these big men that have got the tools and they all know what they're doing. And that's not what it's about at all. I mean, we're here to, you know, just guide you, help you get started, show you the basics so that you can then, you make the world your oyster. There's no end to it.
Because there's also that thing when you do ask, you know, it's not all men, but sometimes if you ask a man to teach you how to do something, they often can be, A, have no patience, or B, be like, oh, I'll just do it. And then you just feel really, or they want to do it because, you know, that
they just want to take
them,
it off your hands.
Yeah, it's like, I'll do it for you. But you don't want to ask them all the time. And sometimes you're just like, I just need to learn how to do this myself.
Yeah, you want to be capable, right? You just want to be able to do it yourself. The other thing, I don't know whether anyone else has had this situation when they've asked a man to do it, but they tend not to see all the stuff that comes out of the wall that falls to the ground and
then stuff
is unscrutable. It just stays there for like year after year after year unless you clear it up. I don't know whether it's just in my house.
Well, in my house, I do. Well, it was quite obvious, really. And I do all of the DIY, all of the manual stuff, make the furniture and everything else. And he's not allowed in the workshop. I do keep a lock on it. For safety reasons, above all else, because he doesn't do as he's told. I'll go, you know, if his door's left unlocked, he'll be down there with his mates. My son will have crept in there as well. So it all has to be locked.
And you lose everything.
Yeah, exactly. They leave it all in a mess. And then a moment you, because they can't find something, I'm like, get out. It's my space.
I must tell you quickly about my lovely friend Helen, who told me about you. She wanted to learn to do a few more bits and pieces. So she started doing a little bit of furniture. She's done, she's actually sorted out some of my friend's garden furniture where she's given it a new life and sanded it down and painted it. And she's put some bits and pieces together. But her gorgeous girlfriend did up the garden shed on the quiet without her realising and made her a workshop for her birthday.
That is
and
so adorable.
She kept giving excuses of, oh, so-and-so's borrowing the shed. You can't go in there at the moment. So-and-so's keeping their stuff in there. And she walked out on her birthday and she'd made her this shed and her dad had made her a sign for the shed. So now she's in there making stuff and loving it. And she was the friend of mine who said, you need to speak to Salvage Sister. She's absolutely brilliant.
Oh, fantastic.
So people
Thank
can
you,
get to your courses. Where are you based?
So I'm based in Brighton.
Yeah.
And I do run workshops in Brighton, but I also run them over in Horsham, Uckfield. And this year we're actually trying out a couple of further workshops just for the Power Tools for Beginners classes, because I want to test the waters. It's about 2.5 hour drive from Brighton over in Basingstoke and Winchester, and we're also going over to Rye in East Sussex as well. So we're spreading the net a little bit wider, and even more exciting, I'm actually building an online course. So
all of
the power tools that I teach, because honestly, I have people in America and like just literally all over the world saying to me, how can I get to you? Or I want to come next year. What are you doing next summer? And I've got to try and work out next summer, you know? So everything's going online so that everyone, anywhere they are, that they can learn. So that's what I'm building at the moment, is the online course. And it's going to go through each tool. And then once I've done each tool, it's going to go through, you know, the pallet furniture, the metalwork. I want to get everything that I know, basically, a whole online glossary on there so that people, you know, they're not restricted in any way, wherever you are.
I'm going to come to an actual course. I'm going to, because you're, I'm in Brighton, I'm near you, I'm near Horsham. So I'm going to sign up and actually come, because Woody builds lots of stuff. He builds all his own bits and pieces. He's really clever at it. So I've saved 3 pallets out the front for him. Has he picked them up?
Awesome.
Is he ever going to collect them? No, he's not. So I am going to use those pallets and I'm going to make something from them.
Can I ask a gardening kind of question? I bought some really great, like, metal tubs. They're all lovely, beautiful colours, blues and greens. I need to put holes in the bottom of them for drainage, obviously. And I've just had plants put in there and I empty out the water just because I don't know how to drill any holes in the metal pots. So what do I do?
So you can use your combi drill, but you'll want to get a metal drill bit. So they have, I can send you a picture or add you to my drill course, but they basically have a slow, shallow kind of point on them. They don't have any extra on the sides and there's no sharp point on a metal drill bit, okay? So they're HSS metal drill bit. If you're just going to buy one from the shop, it's easy because you just ask for HSS metal drill bit. And the number of the drill bit relates to the size hole it will make, you know, the diameter. So if you want 10 mil holes, get a 10 millimetre.
You need big, don't you, if you're going to do it in a pot?
I'm pulling a face. Because I did it with like a normal drill bit ones in my garden, and the drill bit was kind of no more at the end of it.
You can tell very quickly once you've done it if you had the right one or not.
Thank you for that.
If you want any tips whatsoever, and I'll let you girls know when the first bit of the drills comes out, I'll send it to you. Right.
Great, and we will put lots of stuff about you on our Substack letter as well, so that everybody can find you, Salvage Sister. And you're on Instagram, aren't you, as well?
Yes, I am The Real Salvage Sister on Instagram, so you can find me on there.
Excellent. Did someone try to be the fake Salvage Sister?
Yes, I got hacked. Hacked literally lockdown day, where they announced lockdown. I was like, I'll be okay. I still have an online following. I can, you know, sell my art to them and I can stay in touch with everyone. And literally overnight, 43,000 people, bloop, gone. So then I started up a new page, The Real Salvage Sister.
You are The Real Salvage Sister.
That's
You're incredibly tenacious, very talented.
Thank you so much.
As well. Thank you.
Honestly, thanks for the inspiration. And I'm going to come and do a course. And I'll bring the pallets.
Go for it.
I'm going to buy a drill.
Yeah. Joe's going to buy a drill.
Yeah, I'm going to post photographs when I've done that, when I've done my my metal container.
I would love that.
When I've got these freaking pictures on the walls as well.
Honestly, I'm so excited about learning how to put a picture on the wall. It's ridiculous. I'm surrounded by them now in here. Stuff
we
that
can
I can't
do this
put
so
up.
Quick.
Empowering. Yeah. So, Karis, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Today on Dig It, we're partnering with Saley.
Joe Wiley, do you have any idea what an eSIM is?
Actually, Zoe Ball, I do. An eSIM is basically a digital SIM card that you might use when travelling. So no fiddly bits of plastic and no losing your main SIM in a hotel room. You just download it straight to your phone. Saley is a great example of a mobile app for travellers that provides an eSIM.
Ah, so if you're travelling abroad, instead of getting absolutely rinsed by roaming charges, you can download the Saley app, choose your destination, buy a data plan, and that's it. You land and you're connected.
Correct. It's as simple as that, which is a massive relief because there is nothing worse than landing somewhere new, trying to order a taxi, message somebody, check a map, and your phone just says no.
Nightmare. So Saley works in over 200 destinations and it's designed to save you money by massively reducing or even completely avoiding roaming fees.
And it's not just about data. It also has built-in security features. You can protect your privacy, block dodgy ads, and even change your virtual location. It's brought to you by the people behind NordVPN, so they know what they're doing when it comes to online safety.
So if you're travelling soon, download Saley in the App Store or by scanning the QR code on screen if you're watching us. Use code DIGIT, that's D-I-G-I-T, at checkout to get 15% off your first purchase.
That's code DIGIT at checkout to get 15% off your first purchase. And you can also find all the details in the show notes.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So, Diggers, we've talked quite a lot about flowers and shoots that are coming up, all these things that are emerging, and how we're all getting very excited about actually having more colour instead of brown and green in our garden. However, that also means that spring is coming, and that means that we can get busy in our vegetable gardens as well. And it all begins again. And one of the things you think of, one of the easiest things to grow that is incredibly rewarding is the potato. It's, if you've got small children, digging up potatoes are, it's just one of the great pleasures of life. So how do we actually make it happen? Ish, our fabulous gardening correspondent, is going to tell us how to chit our potatoes.
Hello, Joe and Zoe. Ish here, and today in the garden I'm going to be talking all about chitting potatoes. Just sounds a little weird the way I'm saying it. I don't know if it, maybe it's just the way I'm pronouncing it. I'll try a different way. And today I'm going to show you just how easy it is for me to chit a potato. Now, you see, I think I made that worse. Yeah, okay, let's try something else. Chances are, if you've been to your local garden centre recently, you've come across these, known as seed potatoes. And the really cool thing about these are ready to go. So give them about a month or so, chuck them underground, and in a few months later, you'll end up with your very own potato plants and potato yield. But if you store them in a cool and light area for just a month, like this, in an egg box, what you do is you encourage all of these shoots or eyes to grow a little bit longer and a little bit thicker. And as a result, when you plant that underground, they actually sprout faster, grow more potatoes, and you get a much better crop. So what do we do? Now, the key to success is all in the sprouts, or known as the eyes. And you only want to make sure there's about two of them. Two is quite nice. Any small little ones at the bottom, just simply pinch them off. And when you're storing them, you want to put them somewhere cool and light. So a greenhouse or a windowsill, it wants to be between 5 and 10 degrees. It doesn't want to be too warm, because that can actually encourage these to grow too long and too spindly. You want them to be slightly cooler, so it's slow and thicker, and as a result, much more healthier. If you put this in a dark cupboard, unfortunately, these sprouts will be white, they'll be pale, they'll be spindly. They're not getting the energy to get them started. So make sure you get plenty of natural daylight. When trying to sprout your seed potatoes, using an old egg box is a great way to keep them divided, but also keep them in place so that they can reach that critical light. And in terms of length, ideally it wants to be between 4 to 6 weeks in its nice cool area. But the best way to get an idea of when it's ready is look for the shoots to be around about 3 to 4 centimeters long. That's when you know it's all good. And then when it comes to about March time, that's when you want to plant these directly in the ground. Give them a good free draining soil in either a potato bag or directly in the ground, and a few months later you should have some amazing potatoes. It really is that simple. Take care.
Oh, thank you so much, Ish. Joe, I got to meet him at Henry Ag's book launch the other day, where all the gardeners had collected, all the fabulous guys, like Stephen the gardener was there, Michael Griffiths I got to meet, and the drag queen gardener. They're all there to support Henry. And I met Ish and I did a lot of fangirling. He's got such great energy. And if you want to see more of Ish's garden tips, his new YouTube channel is excellent. It's called Today in the Garden, and we love you, Ish. Thank you very much, and good luck if you're going to do your potatoes. Crate digging time. Joe, what wonders have you to share with us this week?
I've got a real wonder, and she's called Meek. Her real name's Georgia Meek, and I bumped into her at work the other day, and she is this such an unbelievably flamboyant, mesmerising character. She reminds me of Rebecca from Self Esteem. She's a new art, well, she's been around for a little while, but a new artist just assigned, and she's got a song out called Fabulous, and that's her. Like, she's the epitome of fabulous. And I think, you know, she's in with a real shot of being a proper superstar. She's so funny to talk to, and her video is amazing. It's been shot by Sophie Muller, so she's wearing these like incredibly outlandish, flamboyant costumes, dresses, and she's in Blackpool. And so I would urge everyone to go and look at her video and listen to the song Meek, and the song is called Fabulous. I think Somba is really great as well. The latest one from Somba, you might remember him from the Grammys. He was wearing like a sparkly sequined silver suit, and his new song is called Homewrecker, and that is good. And then my third and final tip would be Beck, who's got an album out. It's all his love songs, things that he's done. So he's covered Your Cheating Heart and The Corgis. Do you remember Everybody's Got Learn Sometime, that was in Eternal Sunshine and Spotless Mind? That is on there too. So if you want an album, the Beck album. If you just want to find future superstars, then it's all about Georgia Meek, or otherwise known as Meek, and Somba without an E.
There you go. I heard Beck singing True Love Will Find You in the End. I think that's on the album, which is one of my favourite songs anyway.
Yeah. What have you got?
I'm trying to bring some sunshine into my life. And thank you to Xavier and James for fitting my fantastic new record player and speakers.
You've got it.
And my surround sound with my telly that is so good. I've got this really lovely walnut record player. So there's a lot of the old vinyl is getting a good play and sounding excellent instead of coming through some crummy little speaker. And I've been getting in a sunshine mood because the weather has been getting me down. And so I've dug out my Soul Jazz Records Presents 100% Dynamite. Woody and I absolutely love a bit of ska, a bit of reggae. So this is so good. Ska soul, rock steady and funk in Jamaica. I'll be able to explain to you a little bit more next week about another reason that we've dug this out. But this is so good. You've got Jackie Matu, you've got the Maytals, so many absolute gems of, you know, the birthplace of reggae music. It's such a great album. Aww. And if you put that on, it'll make you feel a lot of sunshine. So that's been dug out. And then because I'm getting a bit of time away with my kids, I have been looking for books to read. So I will be reading The Bee Sting by Paul Murray, which has been recommended by Sam, who works on the pod. Okay. And also be reading Esther Is Following You by Tanya Sweeney, and two others that I've made the cut. Mrs. Dickens from Emily Howes, which I loved Emily's last book. So she very kindly sent me this. So I'll be reading this. And because we love nature and outdoors, Lucy Lapwing, who pops up on the watches sometimes, and Spring Watch and Winter Watch. She's such a fantastic champion of the great nature around us. And she sent me her new book, which is Love is a Toad, Exploring Our Relationship with Nature. And I've had it on my bedside and I've been desperate to get my neb in it. So that is a book that I'm going to be reading while I'm having a little bit of time out during half term. And also, if we're talking telly, can I recommend Small Profits? It's Mackenzie Crook's new beauty. If you love The Detectorists, which we are huge fans of The Detectorists in this household, and you want a sort of quiet magic out there, sort of brilliantly bonkers, but in a delightfully quiet way. This is new series, Small Profits. You have the fabulous Piers Quigley and Michael Palin, Sophie Whelan's in it. The cast are excellent. I'm not even going to tell you anything about it. Just start watching it. It is such a gem, and you can find it on BBC iPlayer. And also really enjoying Under Salt Marsh with Kelly Riley and Rafe Spall, which is another murder. They're dropping them one by one. So it's like, I've seen three. I think there's one more drops this week. A little boy is discovered. He's lost his life as his teacher used to be a cop. Why did she stop being a cop? And her old partner turns up to help investigate this murder. And that's also excellent. So there you go. A couple of telly recommends. And I'm desperate to see Wuthering Heights. Mixed reviews for Emerald Fennell's new film. Some people have slated it. Apparently it's, you know, I think she always kind of made out that it wasn't going to be, you know, close to the book. She's interpreted it in her own way. But a lot of my friends are very excited to see it for this very reason. This was a review in The Observer from Wendy Ide, who says, "This is less a respectful literary adaptation than a come hither invitation to crawl down the cinema aisle on all fours and lick the screen. I enjoyed it immensely." So I think there'll be lot of people who will thoroughly enjoy Margot Robbie and Jacob Elordi being insanely hot. I think it is quite naughty by all accounts. But if you're expecting something to be loyal to the book, there's quite a few characters missing. But if you want a bit of sauce, it sounds, and the costumes and the scenery and the music by Charlie XCX sound amazing. I haven't seen it yet myself, but I will definitely go and see it.
I went back, actually watched Detectorist last night. I thought I downloaded Small People to watch on the train and it hadn't downloaded. And I was like, oh no, but I love Mackenzie Crook. So, because I've got some time with the kids as well. And I was like, Detectorists, that's what I'm going to watch. And it was, like we've said at the beginning, that we've both been feeling pretty sad and weepy. Yeah. And I just wanted something really gentle. And that's exactly what it delivered. There's just some beautiful, quiet calm about Mackenzie Crook and Toby and Jones. And it was just, it was a really lovely train journey. So if you've never watched Detectorists, then that's going to be great. But also it's Small Profits, isn't it, that you mentioned?
Small Profits.
Yeah.
You'll really, really enjoy it.
Can I just throw in a theatre suggestion as well? This
yes,
is in London,
please.
And there's a book which I really love, The Unlikely Pilgrimage of Harold Fry. It was then made into a film starring Jim Broadbent, who was like perfect casting. It's a really emotional, beautiful journey. And now it's been made into a stage production. So it's on at the Theatre Royal. I've just got to check this out exactly where it is. Yeah. Theatre Royal in London, The Unlikely Pilgrimage of Harold Fry. It's had amazing reviews. So yeah, if people are looking for something to go and see in London, then I would recommend that they go and see that.
Okay. And that was originally, the book was by Rachel Joyce.
By Rachel Joyce, yeah, who's a friend of mine. I love her writing. She's written some really beautiful books. Her writing is just something about the elegance of her writing. That's what I'd say, her elegance. Right, we'll say goodbye, shall we?
It's been a very exciting episode. Me and my power tool.
Yeah. Can I just, if I put this on, then people might be thinking, I'm thinking Eminem. Like, if you have this and a power
tool. Eminem, I've realised now.
That's it.
I'm holding a power tool. You've got your mask on and your sports top.
And we're channeling Eminem.
Don't worry about us, diggers. We're okay, really.
Goodbye. Over and out.
Take care, guys.
Bye.
Dig It is a Persephonica production.